When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." What usually gets me about this text is Jesus' complete agony, body, mind, and spirit, when he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" What strikes me is that even Jesus feels forsaken. Even Jesus feels betrayed, abandoned by God. Even Jesus doubts. And in that, there's a central truth about faith. Doubt is an integral part of faith. Faith is not about certainty. I find this both unsettling and reassuring. But this time, when I read the text, two other things jumped out at me. The first is the gratuitous cruelty. The people who are watching Jesus be tortured to death and respond to his anguish by taunting him, pushing an undrinkable drink in his face, mocking him, saying, "Let's see if Elijah saves him." And the reason it struck me so powerfully is that it feels so much like the world we are living in right now. It is a world of deliberate, gratuitous cruelty. When I reread these words on my Lenten journey this year, I instantly thought of ICE and how horribly, cruelly our government treats immigrants. Children and babies ripped from their parents and caged. Parents deported without children. Children deported without parents. Detainees left for a week at the Metropolitan Detention Center without heat, hot water, or electricity during the coldest week of the winter. People kept in shackles during court hearings. Migrants at the border bused to a different border crossing just so that their supporters cannot be there and they have to cross alone. And the list goes on and on and on. Who are these people who, like Jesus, are mocked, tortured, laughed at, brutalized? Like Jesus, they are brown-skinned. Like Jesus, they are poor. Like Jesus, they are systemically oppressed. And like Jesus, they are beloved children of God. Jesus was an anti-colonial organizer in an occupied country. He challenged the injustices of the occupation and the collusion of religious authorities in it, who made themselves rich off a corrupt system that exploited the poor. Much like the Christian evangelicals who put Trump in office. Jesus fought for the dignity and the worth and the well-being, like clothing, food, healthcare, of those who had nothing. And he taught us to recognize him in the least of these. Jesus was there for and with the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed. Which brings me to the other thing about this scripture that jumped out at me this year. A feeling of crushing defeat. I've often wondered, but never more so than this year, what it must have been like to be a follower of Jesus in those very dark days when he was arrested and executed, when movement leaders went underground and fled, when everything seemed lost. The world has never felt more Good Friday than now. From rising seas to rising hate crimes, mass incarceration and resurgent racism, obscene wealth and massive inequality, and no end in sight. My God, why have you forsaken us?